This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are live broadcasting out of Minnesota. Of course, it's not Minnesota, because we are into, what, 80s and 85s and 90s now here in the state of Minnesota, which is a good thing. But we're just letting you know where you're hearing us from. Over 100 affiliates across the United States of America right now are tuning in, as well as we are broadcasting into 58 different countries as well, and we appreciate your listenership. As a matter of fact, you have us as the number one radio show out of 82 shows across the country right now on Genesis Communication Network alone. For that, we thank you. Aside that, again, friends, we have much to cover today. Again, we are broadcasting live. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over a couple things before we get to why politicians think that they're above the law. That will be the first hour. Second hour, hopefully we're going to get to, did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? And by the way, I named that article what I named that article on purpose. Because everybody lives politics. Again, we're going to be talking about that second hour. Did the political prisoners of the Holocaust live politics? Of course they did. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I am just a little bit. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen carefully. Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Twitter all work with the hate group SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. Without going down that road today, friends, I don't think that SPLC has any credibility whatsoever, nor does Snopes working with Facebook and Twitter or Google as a fact checker. We know that they are CIA funded. So in saying that, what I'd like for you to do is check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and understand what they're doing is they're attempting to rewrite history and not in a positive sense. When you look at Isaiah 28, verse 18, it says, "And your covenant with death, okay, shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it." I'm absolutely humored by what's going on across the globe, not just the United States of America. All these people making alliances against the things of Christ, Christians, all that which is good, light. They choose the darkness over the light. And when I say that, I'm saying that for the very purpose that these people forget that God is a judge. These people forget that men that came before them tried to do the same thing, and now we have a new group of people that are on the scene that think they have better technology, which they do in fact, but they want to go ahead and dare the justice of God again. And rest assured, they're going to get a response from heaven, and it's not going to be good. Now, this doesn't apply just to Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Twitter, and SPLC and other groups that are trying to destroy the United States of America, because you're the great obstacle to the New World Order, said George Soros. He was the one that said that. I did not. Okay? You're the stumbling block. That's why it's so important that you stand up and fight the good fight, even now. With that said, people need to understand what the great field preacher, George Whitefield, had rightly said when he said all politics formed against the Christ, the church, Christians, will at end destroy itself. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Again, check out Isaiah 28, verse 18, talking about sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Twitter all work with hate group Southern Poverty Law Center, who has absolutely zero credibility. But it amazes me how they're still there, isn't it? Especially for the crimes that they've been found out, in fact, committing. I also wanted to highlight this because, you know, online, people have said Bradley is a gold-plated conspiracy theorist. I've been over this so many times that it's sickening. It really is. But for the sake of proving the point once again, did you know that 50 years after RFK was killed, do you know that his son Robert Kennedy is actually calling for another investigation into the assassination of his father? For those that did not know, the same thing took place with MLK, Martin Luther King Jr., and his family. And it's interesting how the official story is sealed by the CIA-controlled media. But in fact, people that are even in the families are saying, wait, how are you the one giving the official story when in fact the families themselves don't even believe what the official story is? But see, for the sake of keeping it a one-man, lone gunman, doing what he does, had to take out Martin Luther King Jr. and RFK and JFK. See, they always need that lone gunman, don't they? Because if there was more than one, then there's conspiracy. And this is the point that I want to make. How many times on this show have I shared with you, case in point, an individual, I posted something concerning a conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. It's not a theory. It is, in fact, conspiracy. And I posted it, and he said, you know what? 50 years ago, we were told this was a theory. And the question I have is, who told you it was a theory? The same media that's covering for those, in fact, that are responsible for the conspiracies. How many conspiracy theories have been debunked over time, America? And here's another one for you to see the son of RFK stand up and say, wait a second. There was 13 shots that were fired. Eyewitnesses said there was two shooters. And I'm trying to figure out how Sirhan Sirhan was in front of my father, and yet he's the one that allegedly killed my father, yet the autopsy shows a bullet from behind the ear of RFK, where others said that there was another gunman in there. There was 13 shots fired. What you didn't know, America, and they didn't want you to know, is Sirhan Sirhan had a gun that had 8 loads in it. So do the math. And I got to ask the question, where did you that are blaming them, that are uncovering conspiracies for what they are, where are you getting theory from outside of the media that you decry as a bunch of liars? I mean, again, the families are calling for investigations, friends, and yet the official story is already a closed case? Huh, that's interesting. And why is that? Because they don't believe the government's official story. I mean, you got to ask some of these people that continuously fall down the line that everything is a theory when it comes to, in fact, conspiracies. I mean, are you guys getting paid to be stupid, or what's the deal? Or are you just closing your eyes? You got your finger on your eyeball and you just don't want to come to facts or to come to the facts that there is conspiracies because you might actually have to stand up and do something? Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back, folks, and we are going to be talking about why politicians think they're above the law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to jump over on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. And by the way, friends, I don't mean to inundate you with so many different ways to connect with us, but it just shows you how busy we are. Read Luke 19:10 and you will understand. Also jump over onto our YouTube page. That is Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Period. We follow the Christ here. No king but King Jesus was the flag that was flying during the Revolutionary War, and it was him who glorified himself through 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population to give us what we have less than 246 years later. Pretty crazy stuff, but it's true. It really is. Yesterday I shared with you a post that popped up, and it states, if 110 felony violations of the Espionage Act don't trigger any prosecution for the likes of Hillary Clinton, it begs the question if there's any crime Hillary could commit that might actually get her prosecuted. Isn't this craziness? People are standing back and saying, where is the prosecution and the special prosecutor, Donald Trump, that you promised to bring forth concerning the Clintons alone? I mean, just think about this. She's even standing back and accusing Donald Trump of crimes even today, and Donald stands back and does nothing about it. Why? I'm not going to answer the question. I can tell you the answer. But you need to open up your eyes as to what's going on here, friends. I mean, she's a female. She ran for the president of the United States of America, who committed fraud, election, bribery, blackmail, destruction of evidence, money laundering, lying under oath, and she's still there given a free hand to do the things that she wants to do. And even attack the president at will, and Donald Trump sits back and does a whole lot of nothing. Where are those promises, all you Trumpites? Wait a second. There's another guy. The face of change. The guy that I talk about who continuously transgressed the Constitution of the United States of America. Criminal, sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama. Remember the one that was going to fundamentally transform America? And the American people let him do it from the very first day of his incumbency? For 8 years, 1,180 times the American people sat back and allowed Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign plant, that sodomite, that criminal, to transgress the United States Constitution. To spit on the graves of every man that's 6 feet under the ground, that fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very ideologies that the American people have been conditioned to submit to today. Isn't that crazy? I mean, Benghazi, Boston, the Fast and Furious debacle, the $16 trillion debt. By the way, Donald Trump just signed off on a $1.3 trillion debt through the omnibus bill that both Paul Ryan and Barack Hussein Obama teed up for him back in 2015. Just so you know, it was called the National Security Act. They hid that behind none other, friends, none other than the March for Our Lives events. Isn't that crazy? As if to suggest it wasn't planned. Oh, it was planned. Let me tell you why and how. If you remember right, friends, some truthers wanted to know when Mr. Hogg, the student that can't get his story straight concerning the alleged shooting that took place at Parkland High School, while 70 cameras were filming everything, only 4 have been released to the American people, showing this cop that's derelict of duty, if he is derelict in fact. But do you remember right how CNN and the media just teed everything up for David Hogg right away? To go after your right to bear arms, which are God-given? You don't need permission, friends, from the government to own guns. The fact of the matter is you have the Bill of Rights. They're God-given rights, and they're thou shall nots to the government. And you are the government, America, and don't forget that. But isn't it interesting how we had some people that pulled the curtain back on the whole March for Lives? March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., and they found out that 2 months prior to the March for Our Lives event, they had applied for permits 2 months prior to that actual event, which means a month and a half before anything ever happens in Florida, or allegedly happened. Isn't that crazy how that works? I mean, America, behind March for Our Lives is the weekend that Donald Trump signed off on that national security bill that literally funds your enemies without and your enemies within. I just wanted to make sure you understood who is responsible. Paul Ryan didn't do it. Barack Hussein Obama didn't do it, though I am highlighting his transgressions right now, and I'm trying to get the people to understand that you are the law, and when you realize that you are the law, you don't have to be talking about how bad they are anymore. You're going to be talking about how these individuals have learned the fear of God by departing from iniquity, from violating the law any further, because they realize that the American people aren't going to tolerate their crimes anymore. I mean, let's go back to this. I just wanted to show you how that bill was passed. Smoke and mirrors, America. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors, America. Constantly being played. Like a bunch of pawns that just haven't figured it out yet as to how you're being played on a 24/7 basis, 365 days a year. Now that I'm on the topic of showing you how they're passing these bills by using other events to divert your attention from what they are doing, in fact, it's interesting to note as well, friends, that while they are now promoting this Kim Jong meeting with that of Donald Trump, who is the point man, the showman, you know, this is the circus of politics. You all understand this, right? It's WWF at its very worst, is really what it comes down to. But you do know that they are having their Bilderberg meeting Well, they're continuously pumping out to the American people the meeting between Kim Jong and Donald Trump. As media hypes Trump-Kim summit, the real wannabe rulers of the world are secretly meeting at the Bilderberg. Wow! Why politicians think they're above the law? Talking about the face of change in Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, just think about this. Let's go back to Fast and Furious for a moment. What the American people will put up with. Interesting. Fast and Furious. Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration along with Attorney General Eric Holder put the weapons into the arms of over 300 drug traffickers that go out and commit crimes, including a Mexican beauty queen. And before you know it, Barack Hussein Obama is blaming the American people for the crimes that he and his administration contrived. You know that, right? It was within a month and a half, friends, that Barack was over in Mexico blaming you for the crimes of him and his administration, but you tolerated it. You tolerated his illegal czars. You tolerated him targeting people through the IRS abuses, and nobody was, folks, charged, indicted, or prosecuted. What about all the voter fraud under Barack Hussein Obama? What about Acorn, Jeremiah Wright, his sodomite lovers? His attorney disbarment, his sealed records that we have yet to see. And again, of course, the conservatives have within themselves to protect and save face rather than their country are out there praising the things that are happening. And just talking about all the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama without calling him out for who he really is. And I'm saying praising, friends, when you look in Proverbs 28, the Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. And why is that? Because it also tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama, when he came back from his 57-state tour? You know there's 57 states in the Muslim nation, right? And, of course, before he was the president of the United States, somehow, mysteriously, after 144 days of being a senator in Illinois, he got a pass and someone picked up the tab for over $250 million to get him into the People's White House on nothing but premised lies all the way through until he got into office. And then he began to attack the American people on the very first day. Going back to sealed records, isn't it interesting that no conservative dared talk about his birth records because they didn't want to be called birthers? Whoa. I'm sorry. We had Joe Arpaio, the sheriff out of Arizona, and his team exposing Barack Hussein Obama for having birth certificates that were fraudulent, falsified, created, fabricated, and yet no conservative wanted to stand up. They had a safe face, didn't they? Yep.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump is on his way to Singapore for a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after wrapping up G7 meetings. Before leaving Quebec, President Trump held an impromptu news conference saying in terms of NAFTA, the U.S. will either do a three-way free trade deal with Canada and Mexico or separate deals.
So we're either going to have NAFTA in a better negotiated form, or we're going to have two deals.
Trump also touted the U.S. economy.
We have the strongest economy that we've ever had in the United States. In the history of the United States, we have the best unemployment numbers.
And the president said his relationship with other world leaders remains strong, blaming fake news for what he calls misinformation.
The relationship that I've had is great, so you can tell that to your fake friends at CNN.
Trump blames the U.S. for what he called unfair trade practices going back at least 50 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, you know, Sam, will you do me a favor? I get this. I sent you something over. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got a brand new video out there on YouTube. Right now, friends, by the way, we're talking about why politicians think they're above the law. Well, I'm telling you why they think they're above the law is because the American people let them do what they will at will. And when you do that, you add strength to tyranny. But aside of that, I just looked over at a brand new video I did on YouTube. It's called, Did the Political Prisoners of the Holocaust Live Politics? And the guy says to me, I appreciate most of the content you put out there. And when they say most, they like everything but the Word of God. You know, the great stumbling block, the rock of offense towards their compromises in life. I mean, folks, it's like this. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. So when he says, I appreciate most of the content, I like everything but that. Matter of fact, you all know who Jesse Ventura is, right? Well, Jesse Ventura read my book. And it's interesting because when we had street teams out and about in the United States here, interestingly enough, they ran into Jesse Ventura, who bought one of my magazines, read the whole thing, and then he ran into the same guy again shortly thereafter, and he said, I agree with half of it, said Jesse Ventura. I think he was just retired as the governor and resigned by force. And what happened is sometime shortly thereafter, we were at an RNC meeting in the state of Minnesota, and Jess, guess who happens to be sitting at a table with his wife? And as shy as I was, I just walked right up to Jesse, and I said, I heard you read my magazine. I said, and you only believed half of it. And he just looked at me dumbfounded. Folks, people believe everything. They believe everything but the truth. Truth is stranger than fiction to people that continuously, friends, live on speculation. Isn't it interesting? I was sharing a little of this yesterday. People love to speculate. Folks, conservative outlets all across the country, it's all It's all based on question marks. There's nothing absolute. And the reason there's no absolute is, again, because if they pointed their finger and made reference to the Constitution and the law, that would bring about resolve. They can't do that. Because if they did that, folks, then they would lose, guess what? Their sponsorship. They're not looking at it like, you know, I got to work myself out of a job. No. And save this country. No. I got to work myself into keeping my job by keeping everything that we talk about open-ended. And keep it based on speculation. But it's absolutely interesting how these people think. But anyways, let's just get back to the topic really quick. And I want you to listen to this really quick, because this guy said, I appreciate most of the content that you put out there. He said, but when you mispronounce names in other words, is what he said. And a matter of fact, I just got someone saying to me, Bradley, you mispronounced Dominatrix. And I said, no, I didn't. And see, this is what, when you're a radio show host, why I constantly say, as a radio show host, if that's how you want to say it. Because some people say it this way and other people say it that way. Buggy, will you do me a favor? And will you play the, I sent you two videos, play the top video. And I want you to understand, America, what I deal with people. Because what they do is they strain at the net and they swallow the camel. Because they don't want the truth. They don't want the sum of the truth. They want a half truth, and they want to find a reason to find fault with the message giver. Okay? But here again, just this morning, someone said, you mispronounced Dominatrix. And I said, no, I didn't. And I said, here is the page that actually pronounces it for you to show you that I pronounced it the right way. Listen to this, friends. Listen to this. This is Dominatrix. Okay. Listen. Listen, I'm listening, I'm waiting, Sam. I can't hear anything, though. Okay. Well, I'm glad it's going, but we need to hear it. Oh, it's loading. I'm sorry, forgive you. Forgive me, that was my bad. When this pulls up, I want you to hear this. Because there is two different pages that are pronouncing Dominatrix, Dominatrix, differently, friends. And again, this is what I have to put up with. Well, people say, well, you're saying it wrong. No, I'm not. I'm saying it exactly the way that it's pronounced. Well, I've never heard it that way before. Well, I've never heard it your way before, neither. So you're right and I'm wrong. Isn't that interesting how that works? And what is it that they're trying to reject? They're trying to reject the truth that confronts them and convicts them. Because if what I'm telling them is true, according to the Word of God, then they're going to have to repent. Period. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21. The list goes on. And are we there yet? Okay. Well, when you get it pulled up, you let me know, and we'll get right back to that, friends, okay? Are we there? Okay. Let me go back to Barack Hussein Obama. We were talking about the face of change. We're talking about why politicians think that they're above the law. Folks, I can go on. And this is the tip of the iceberg, the things that I've named. The murders around him. Remember when he came back after his 57-state tour? People laughed it off. They didn't realize that there was 57 states in the state of Muslim nations. Sinclair, Larry Sinclair, Bill Ayers, Eric Holder, Nancy Pelosi, paramilitary policies. Remember Benghazi? Folks, if you haven't seen 13 Hours, you have to check it out. We had Tonto on the radio here about a year and a half ago. And the fact of the matter is, your government had drones watching the whole thing play out. Someone wanted our guys dead. There's no getting around it. They didn't want them coming home. And you got to check that out as well. I can go on here. Hey, folks, President Theodore Roosevelt said, no man is above the law and no man is below it. He said, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. I mean, we don't ask the devil for permission to obey his word. We just don't do that here. If there's one thing that bothers me, it is when a politician that is guilty of committing a crime is caught and exposed in some sort of scandal, that the American people throw out justice because of their lack of understanding what the law states and the enumerated laws state found in the U.S. Constitution. They then fall in line with the propaganda CIA-controlled media that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they themselves have sworn to uphold. You've got to listen to details as to what I'm saying. And I think that's where people get lost, too. Boy, Bradley, I'm trying to track. Well, track. Listen carefully. Americans fall in line with the propaganda CIA-controlled media that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they themselves have sworn to uphold. And this is why they believe, as a demigod would, that they are above the law. Read Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. When you go to the preamble of the United States of America, it says, "We the people of the United States." There's the government right there. "We the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish," the first thing, friends, establish judgment. Because we know judgment guards our liberties. And without judgment, friends, we're going to have radio shows all day long for the rest of our lives magnifying the crimes of these politicians rather than magnifying the laws against the crimes of these politicians. And we have to put it right side up. Right now, everything is upside down. The truth has fallen in the streets. Judgment has turned backwards. Why? Because people have become ignorant for the most part. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning or think that I'm above you. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just simply saying people need to become educated. Read Hosea 4:6. Another thing that bothers me, and it should bother you greatly, because you hear this from today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, more than anybody. When a criminal politician is found out, you're taught to say that he or she, the criminal politician, should just simply resign. How many times have you heard that? I can't stand it. And the first thing I'm thinking is, how ignorant have Americans become that instead of actually indicting them and charging them for their crimes after removal, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, they say resign. I mean, folks, that's like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask him to resign. That's what it is, America. And this only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold. Because it gives permission to them, corrupt politicians, to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. And this is completely unjust and backwards. It's untrue. When you add insult to injury by asking them to resign concerning their crimes against the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. Read Isaiah 59:14. Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest infraction, that there's nothing that they can do until his tenure, the holding of office is up. What? What are you talking about? You hear this one too? Another one that I could add on to that, too, is the Supreme Court. They're appointed for life. They can do what they want. No, they are not. Article 3, Section 1, read it. They sit during good behavior. And that applies to all civil officers, all civil servants that we have delegated authority to serve we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, period. Okay? I'm going to come back. Sam just told me that this is all pulled up. I want to show you, and I'm kind of going back and forth here, but if you've been listening since the beginning, you're not lost. And I'll do my best to keep everything line upon line, precept upon precept. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for having us and making us the number one radio show across the nation into over 100 outlets. We appreciate your trust, is really what it comes down to. Further solidifying another point that I make, just put out a brand new video called, you ready for this, Did the Political Prisoners of the Holocaust Live Politics? Okay, I'm going to be talking about that second hour. Well, I had some guy say, I appreciate most of the content you put out there, but it really takes away from your message when you constantly mispronounce names and other words. Okay, and one of the things that this guy complained about was Dominatrix. Okay. And I want you to listen to what, in the way that it's pronounced, when you go to the website that tells you exactly how you're supposed to pronounce words. Folks, there's so many new words being added. It's just like, how do you stay on top of this stuff? But if you're not quite sure of how it's said, then you pronounce it the way everybody may say it. And you might say it a different way than I say it. And the fact of the matter is I'm not doing that. I'm literally saying it the way that the page that tells us how to pronounce it tells us how to pronounce it. So this is Dominatrix. Listen carefully. This is how it says to pronounce it.
Dominatrix.
Dominatrix. Okay. Do it again. It'll keep going.
Dominatrix.
Oh, my goodness. So it's telling me Dominatrix, and here I have this guy telling me I'm mispronouncing the word. Okay, so I had a guy this morning tell me, Bradley, you mispronounced it as well, a friend of mine. And I said, no, I didn't mispronounce the word. He said, I've never heard it said that way. So he sent me a page that pronounces the words as well. So I listened to it the way that his page said it, and it was different than the one that I just played for you. So now listen to his. This is Dominatrix, okay? Listen carefully.
Dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Whoa. Wait a second. So Bradley's not the one messing this up. Those that are teaching us how to pronounce words are the ones that are messing it up. And there's different ways of saying words, and this is why I constantly say on the radio, if that's how you say it, or if this is how I say it, or however you want to say it, folks, it's just getting kind of, not weird, you know, but just trying to please everybody, just, I don't know, just kind of, it doesn't work. So I'm going to stick with Dominatrix, okay? And that's where I'm at. And even if it's not the way that you heard it, doesn't mean I'm wrong. Let me ask you the question. If I'm wrong, what makes you right? Oh, that's a different story, isn't it? That's a different show. Well, I'm right. Now, I think people want to be right if they want to prove something that you're doing is wrong because something, I'm a preacher, they don't want to be convicted of their sin. You know, it's my job to make sure that people either love me or hate me, and when they leave, they're driven to the cross. That's my job. It's not my job to create dependency upon myself. That's not our job. My job is to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more by the use of God's moral law, period. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, period. Okay, anyways, that aside, thank you, Sam. By the way, did you guys know that I have the youngest producer in the United States of America? He's 14 years old. You started at how old, Sam? 9 years old? Yeah, he's been producing the show ever since. Good job, kid. Good looking kid, too. I wonder where you get those looks from. Probably your mother. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so here we have it. Why politicians think that they're above the law. I just shared with you, friends, going back to the topic, that if you take on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of fractions, that there's nothing they can do until their tenure, the holding of office, is completely up, you're undoing yourself. I mean, again, this is like the police officer waiting for the criminal to finish the job before incarcerating him. Give me a break. Again, it's completely and utterly false. Hosea 4:6. Again, like President Roosevelt stated, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. As a matter of fact, I'm not asking that representatives obey the law. I'm demanding that they do. The U.S. Constitution states, Article 2, Section 4, disqualification. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes. And listen, and misdemeanors, the smallest of infractions. You can also check out Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution as well when you get a moment. When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, these laws, the enumerated laws, cannot be tolerated. Here's the process of impeachment. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender, regardless of his office. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct, read 1 John 3:4 when you get a moment, is filed against the offender. And a majority of the members of the House must vote for these changes and charges, forgive me, charges, in order to impeach the offender. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like in a court. Two-thirds of the senators must vote for conviction. The offender may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again if he or she is found guilty. Let's go back to the beginning of this country, closer to the beginning of this country, and see how crimes of the administration were tolerated. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson occurred in 1868. The United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adopting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and his misdemeanors in accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution. The House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 1867 over the president's veto. That's it. I'll tell you specifically what he did. He had removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, without asking for permission. That's all he did. He didn't violate the Constitution. He didn't transgress the Constitution. Transgress means, folks, a cop tells you to pull over, and you give him the finger, and you put your foot, the pedal to the metal. That's transgressing. He's telling you to pull over, but you just keep going forward. You violate all the more concerning what you've already done, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, like that of Hillary Clinton, and many more, folks. The act was largely designed to protect, and Andrew Johnson did the exact opposite. Johnson attempted to replace him with Brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas, and earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as a Secretary of War ad interim. That's all he did. Let's go fast forward. President Nixon resigned from office rather than facing impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974, only to be pardoned by Ford. Yeah, they're not going to turn each other in, friends, because they're both guilty. And by the way, for those that didn't know, Watergate had nothing to do or little to do with what they told you. It was all smoke and mirrors. It was concerning a pedophile cover-up in Washington, D.C. Can you imagine how much worse things are today? And by the way, for those that are paying attention to what's going on in their country, right now in Tucson, Arizona, they're finding rape camps, kid rape camps, all over the place out there in the desert. And in Tucson, they are kicking back against those that are questioning why they're finding little kids decapitated and decomposing bodies all over the place. It's called stonewalling. And if they're stonewalling, it means that they're trying to cover for themselves or somebody else. This is in Tucson, Arizona right now. You know what we need to do? We need to get all the veterans in the United States of America, get together, and do what the government's unwilling to do. Because what we're going to find is the government's in on the crimes. That's what we're going to find. There's no doubt about it. I'm highlighting it right now. President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. Folks, it had smoke and mirrors was Monica Lewinsky. You know that the Senate later found him not guilty even after he admitted it. He lied about it at first and then he admitted it. His impeachment process was all about ChinaGate, where he was selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese. And by the way, that's not all, because after the impeachment process is complete, then comes in prosecution, friends. Not a resignation, only to encourage the next politician to commit the same crimes. Proverbs 16:6. Prosecution for the laws that they have transgressed. Go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. What does it say? Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office. Okay, cool. And disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Yep. The second part, line upon line, precept upon precept. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. Hour 2 coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.